Christian Dockery, we invite you forward along with all the kids. Come on down, kids.
I love Jesus.
Love Jesus. Let's clap.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
How about you?
How about you? I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
How about you?
How about you? I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you?
Now, have any of you ever been lost? Somewhere in like a store, a park, anywhere? All right. Well, then you know it's not a very good feeling. It can be pretty scary. You know, in Scouts, we use maps and compasses on hiking and canoe trips so that we don't get lost. But if we don't read our compasses and maps right, we'll get lost. See, our compass always points north. And you're trying to get to north, you have to get your needle over the end so that you know the way of true north. So right now, right that way. So, and this is a whole map of Missouri, and like when we're planning a canoe trip or a hiking trip, we look at one of these and we pick a spot, and we have to, whenever we get there, we have to use our compass to know which way to go. There's, I pass this around, but it's huge. So I'll just like sit it over here. All right, well, just like in scouting, God gives us lots of maps and compasses to help us guide along in our lives. Like the Bible, or moms and dads, and Pastor Eric, and all members of the church, and even your conscience, the feeling you get whenever you need to make a choice. But just like on a scout hike, if we don't follow the things that are trying to guide us, we will get lost and not get to where we want in life. Us scouts like what's at the end of a hike, either dinner or time to put our feet up. God promises even better things when we follow Him. All right, let's pray. God, please help us listen to your word and follow your maps and compasses so that we can get to all the good things in life. Now we just hope that you'll guide us along and get us to safe places. Thank you. You are so great. Amen.
Thank you, Christian. Christian's going to give the kids some cups, and what we do with these cups is they walk around and collect your pocket change, and that pocket change goes to missions, and it is important that you know that $4,900, the kids raised $4,900 last year to go to apportionments, and so as we sing our next hymn, I Will Trust in the Lord, number 464, the kids will collect that offering. I Will Trust in the Lord, number 464. Let's sing together.